Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Kravitz reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kravitz scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Herbert moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herbert moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Herbert scores. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Wertz moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Ed Sadowski pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Tasby scores. There goes Sadowski trying to get to home. Herzog throws the ball into Lump, who relays the ball to Kravitz, who tags Sadowski, who came all the way from first, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.